This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We do have an exclusive interview with the Prof. Mandla Wakwahlongwane and Mr. Kadi, kanye no Ms. Hlamalani. And this way, we'll be an event on Friday, where they're going to be talking about Intellectual Property World Day. So, I want Mr. Mandla Njan.
Thank you for the promotion. By the way, I'm Dr. Mandla Hlongwane, not a
doctor.
Professor.
Yes, oh. I'm so sorry. And we do have Mr. Kadi and Mr. Hlamalani on the line. Good day. Mr. Hlongwane, Nyapil. Could you please like introduce yourself and tell us about your involvement in organizing either summer school on intellectual property and technology transfer?
Okay, thank you so much for the question. My name is Mandla, as initially introduced, and I am the current deputy director for intellectual property at Mangosuthu University of Technology under the research directorate. Or research and innovation directorate. My role basically is to manage the intellectual property emanating from our research as a MUT, and also to ensure that we commercialize those with potential commercial prospects.
Oh.
So the role of myself in the summer school basically is to be part of the tax team and organizing committee for the upcoming summer school, which will be taking place on the 26th November to the second week of December.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So what is now the purpose of the summer school?
So the purpose of the summer school, maybe to say the sole purpose and objective for the WIPO Summer School on Intellectual Property and Technology Transfer are to provide participants with a comprehensive knowledge and understanding of the intellectual property and its role in the technology transfer. Further to that, the summer schools aim to equip our attendees, typically from the South African region, with the practical skills and the tools, together with the insight necessary needed for the effective management, and also to leverage on our intellectual property asset for innovation and economic development.
As we're going to shift things to Mr. Kadi. Mr. Kadi, you are still available?
I'm here. I'm available. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So the question that we're going to ask, what is WIPO South Africa on Intellectual Property and Technology Transfer?
Well, World Intellectual Property South Africa Intellectual Property Summer School and Technology Transfer
is
a developmental program coming from World Intellectual Property Organization. There is a committee that deals with IP development at World Intellectual Property Organization. So that committee has developmental programs such as IP Summer School and Technology Transfer. And the other program that we can also link to that WIPO committee is a program on celebrating the World Intellectual Property Day.
Mm.
So South Africa, as a member of World Intellectual Property Organization, we raised our hand in that committee and said, we want a program of this nature so that we can come home with it and start to capacitate our SMEs, our young professionals and students, so that they are exposed to intellectual property as a system. Because when we educate people about intellectual property, we sell it as one of the enabling team tools to assist entrepreneurs so that they can do better in the entrepreneurial space. So we are basically bringing that developmental program to our home, and we are happy that thus far it has been serving the nation quite well.
Yeah, man. So, Mr. Kadi, who is the target audience for this program, and what kind of background or expertise are you expecting from the participant?
Well, we are targeting our SMEs, which we believe are the engine of our economy. We are also targeting students who, in our view, should be baptized with IP information at the level of their tertiary institution. But more so, young professionals who just completed their studies, they must be exposed to IP. So if we can achieve that goal,
yes,
we will be happy as the partners who brought this developmental program to our soil.
Mm.
But more so, we also train Africa as a whole. So the attendees will come from Africa and other parts of the world. So we also expose them to our IP landscape so that they can start to benchmark with ourselves.
Oh, okay. That's very much interesting, hey?
Yeah, man.
Dr. Hlongwane, who are now the partners that you guys are working with on the WIPO?
For your question. So, firstly, I would like to say we are honored as MUT to be given the opportunity to host this summer school on intellectual property and technology transfer. So, few of the stakeholders that are involved in the summer school, it will be the Department of Science and Innovation. We have the National Intellectual Property Office. We have the Companies for Intellectual Property Commissions, which is well known as CIPC. And then we have the World Intellectual Property Organization, shortly known as WIPO. And we have the Japanese Patent Office, which is the JPO. So we are having five of our partners or stakeholders in total for the summer school.
Collaborating with them. Oh, yeah.
And not forgetting you, Miss Tlamalani. Or is it Miss or Mrs. or Doctor? I don't want to be mistaken.
Yeah, man, we must know that.
I received the doctor title.
Well, we're not forgotten about you. We do have a question. What is your role of NIPMO?
Okay, thank you so much. NIPMO, NIPMO, as we call it, it's the National Intellectual Property Management Office. It's a specialized delivery unit within the Department of Science and Innovation. It was established by the IPR Act 51 of 2008 as an implementing office that promotes the IPR Act objects. So we achieved that by establishing the Office of Technology Transfer in all higher institutions and social councils and science councils, and the role of these OTTs is that they ensure that the intellectual property emanating from research and development that is conducted by either researchers or academic staff is identified, protected, utilized, and commercialized.
Mm.
Thank you.
So Dr. Hlamalani, are they notable speak? Yeah, I have to say that. I have to address you in that manner. So, doctor, are there any notable speakers, instructors, or industry expect involved in the program that participant should look forward to hearing from?
Of course. For the WIPO Summer School, we invite professionals from OTT academics from different institutions. And we also invite notable public figures, experts from industries, as well as law firms, professionals. And for the duration of the program, we have about 40 experts that offer practical integration of IP and technology transfer while showcasing their expertise and knowledge on each and every topic. And we have the likes of Mr. Craig Wing. He's one of the futurists whom also moderated the 10th BRICS Summit of the 4th Industrial Revolution. We have Mr. Nhlanhla Sibisi, the CEO of the recording industry in South Africa. They represent artists and they also organize South African Music Awards.
Yeah, man.
And we've got IP attorneys from different IP firms, such as your Adams and Adams, Foreign Fisher, and many more.
Oh, yeah. So can you provide an overview of the topics and themes that will be covered during the summer school?
During the summer school, remember it's a 10 working days program.
Mm.
So we start off with technology advancements that we have in South Africa and internationally, discussing what the fourth industrial revolution holds. And then we unpack the IP domains in detail. We've got the role of policies and how the government funding models work. We discuss inventions and patents, designs and trademarks, traditional knowledge, and generic resources as well. Not forgetting copyright and related rights, IP competition and IP transaction, you name it.
Heading back to you, Dr. Kadi, we know that intellectual property and technology transfer are vast topics, ne? So how will Isama school structure and its curriculum address the diverse needs of our participants?
Well, we make sure that we come up with topics that are very diverse.
Yeah.
And we also target topical issues. I remember when COVID hit us, we also had a topic on COVID, so that we become very hybrid in terms of how we dish out this IP information to the audience. So it's a well-structured program, but we don't want to lower the standard. It still has that international stature because it is an international program. As I said, we have participants from Africa and other parts of the world who come to South Africa to see how we deliver on this program. So we are happy with the curriculum that we have been having thus far. And we think it meets the requirements and the expectations of our audience. But more so, it retains that international stature.
Back to you, Dr. Samalani. What are now the expected outcomes for our participants upon completion of Isama School?
As my colleague, Mr. Peche, has mentioned that this is an international program. The WIPO South Africa Summer School is one of the advanced programs across the world. So after completion, participants have a comprehensive understanding of all IP domains, because now the program offers them an opportunity to network as well as it attracts participants across the world internationally. Like he has mentioned, that most international participants, they come to South Africa for this program. So they will be well equipped about IP as an instrument of economic, social, cultural and technological development. And in addition to that, they will also be aware of the role of WIPO in a global IP system.
So let us shift this question to Dr. Hlongwane. Lastly, Dr. Hlongwane, how can individuals interested in participating in or learning more about the summer school get involved or register?
Okay, so one thing that we would like to emphasize is that the summer school for 2024 is hybrid. By hybrid, meaning we're going to be having attendees that will be physically attending, and we're also going to be having online participants. So as we're speaking now, the registrations are open online. We have advertised via our MUT media pages, the CIPC social media pages, and also NIPMO social media pages. You can also access the registration link on the WIPO page, and then you look for WIPO SA Summer Schools, which will be hosted by Mangosuthu University of Technology. And one thing to note is that for registration is free. I think we're aware that most workshops or summer schools that hosted by institution, you need to pay. But for this one, it's free. So you don't have to pay any registration fee, except for your accommodation and your flight. But for registration, we are free. There are important documents that interested or potential participants can have to basically submit or upload on the website. So one, we will need a motivational letter, which is having a maximum of 300 words, your recent curriculum vitae, and then a passport or a national ID in order for you to be considered. The other thing is that applicants, they have to complete a DL450 certificate in order for them to be admitted in the program. And access to the course, which is known as DL450, which is the Advanced IP Management course, is going to be open or given access to those registered participants, and information will be sent as soon as they are registering.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hlongwane. And thank you so much to Dr. Kadi and Dr. Hlamalane. Thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate it a lot.
I feel so honored.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us.
I feel so honored today that we were interviewing doctors. Doctors, man. We were interviewing doctors. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.